happy to be here to bridge all places of separation into wholeness and oneness.
أنا الفخر لوجودنا هون لكي نبني جسر بيننا وجسر للوحدة.
And thank you for that amazing meditation. I'm still there. When you asked to open your eyes, I was just beginning to go really, really deep. So I'm now connected to that place from which I wanted to get to do this. So thank you. So I want to talk a little bit about meditation. And the presence of the divine. And the energy that we connect to when we meditate and we open ourselves to be in the light of the divine.
والطاقة التي يتم الاتصال بها عندما يكون لنا علاقة مع الله.
It seems like all the religions' goal is for us to bathe in that place.
وتهدف جميع الديانات لكي ما تصل إلى هذه المرحلة.
And all the religions have different ways and different words and different practices to take us there. And what I find is when we use our breath, and we move or shift into the place of being the witness, witnessing our bodies, our minds, our emotions, our physicality, then all there is the divine. And from this place, once we get out of the way, we can experience it. In the physical, in the mental, in the emotional, in the spiritual. So in the Jewish tradition right now, we're preparing for the high holidays. It's the month of Elul, where they say God is in the field. That we're in the closest proximity to the divine during this month. So every morning, Sephardic Jews for the whole month of Elul are waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning. To do a practice called Slichot, which means, please forgive me. Excuse me.
تمرين اسمه سامحني أو أعطي المغفرة عني.
And that we're asked that God washes anything that's not clean to cleanness.
وهو بعني إنه نطلب من الله إنه يغسل كل خطأ كل إشي مش صح فينا عشان نرجع نصير
So if we go out into the woods with a white t-shirt, and we fall in the mud in our shirt, and our shirt is now black from the mud, We can go home and take a hose and hose off the shirt. We're going to have an experience to experience that. But first, we want to talk a little bit about things that we can do in our daily practice outside or inside of meditation.
بدنا نقضي بعض الوقت نسوي تمرين بالنسبة للإشي هذا بالذات ولكن كمان بدنا نأخذ وقت كيف نسوي تمرين للإشي الحكا إنه نغسل البلوزة السوداء
and then to turn the heart to actually
وتغيير اتجاه القلب
back into alignment with the divine.
تغيير اتجاه القلب لكي يتماشى مع مشورة الله.
So we're going to Alina is going to talk about the 13 attributes of mercy.
Alina بدك تحكي على 13 صفة صفات الرحمة.
And then after we're going to combine what she's going to give over to what I just shared into one experience.
بعدين بدنا نفكر في اللي هي راح تحكي بالإشي اللي أنا حكيته في خبرة مع صلاة سوية.
There's a spiritual concept that says to get the closest to God is to emulate God.
في مفهوم روحي بيقول إنه لكي ما نصبح تبي
To emulate, to copy God's attributes.
عشان نصير قريبين من الله لازم نحاول نتحلى بصفات الله.
And we know that everything is one, like you said.
وإحنا نعرف إنه كل شيء واحد أو موحد.
That there's really nothing that's not God.
ما فيش إشي مش الله.
But for us humans to understand even a little bit. Of what God could possibly be.
ولكن عشان احنا نفهم طبيعة الله الخالق.
So we've had many sages and prophets and very wise people and ourselves as well bring down wisdom of what it is maybe to emulate the divine.
ففي تاريخنا في هناك الأنبياء الكثيرين الناس الحكماء. الناس اللي حكوا اشياء كثيرة اللي بتحاول تمثل الله.
And the best teacher is life.
ومن افضل المعلمين هي الحياة.
That our hearts and our souls and our minds and our bodies know exactly when we're in alignment and when we're not in alignment.
بقلبنا بعقلنا بحياتنا بمشاعرنا نعرف لما إحنا ماشيين على الطريق الصح أو إذا إحنا مش ماشيين على الطريق الصح.
When we're in alignment, we witness miracles and blessings and joy and flow.
لما إحنا بنكون على الطريق المستقيم، نحن نختبر البركات والنعم والحياة الفائضة والفرح والسعادة.
And when we're not in alignment, we witness tension, constriction, aggression, the things that contract our hearts and the rest of us.
ولما احنا ما بنكون على الطريق المستقيم، نحن نختبر اليأس، المشاكل، الفشل، المرض، كل الأشياء.
And if we look out into the world, we can see both realities happening simultaneously.
إذا بنطلع على العالم بتشوف إنه الحقيقتين عمالة بتصير في العالم في نفس الوقت.
And we would like to live more in alignment, more open and flowing and connected with our own selves, with each other, with the universe, with nature, with everything there is.
واحنا بنطلع على بعض واحنا بنفكر انه بدنا نعيش في طريق مستقيم اللي بصير فيه تآخي مع حالنا مع بعض مع الناس اللي حوالينا ومع كل شيء بصير حوالينا.
So where we started is the attributes. And I'm going to read to you the attributes of God, as it says in the Jewish tradition. There are many more, and in the Sufi, there are 99 qualities, and I'm sure in Christianity, there's something else. I'm going to read to you just an example, but as I'm reading... Ah, sorry, go ahead.
فأنا بدي أقرأ لكم من التقويم من الحضارة اليهودية بالنسبة لصفات الله حسب ما مكتوب عندهم، وكمان نعرف إنه في صفات وأسامي لله بالإسلام بالصوفية، لكل عنده بعض من صفات الله الخالق.
So as I'm reading, I would like you to think of your own attribute for God. I'm just giving you one example, but there are many adjectives that can describe God and the feeling of God.
أنا بدي أشارك معكم بعض صفات الله، ولكن بدي أكون تفكروا بحالكم. إيش من هاي الصفات أنتوا عندكم؟
And after, we will go into a meditation experience.
Okay.
So this is for, in Hebrew, for the Jewish practice. El Rahum, the compassionate one.
هذا من الله. الرحمن, الرحيم. Allah.
And I love how the languages are so similar. I love how the languages, the Hebrew and Arabic, so similar.
Is this from a verse from the Torah?
It is, yes.
Which word is that?
It's, he gives it over to Moses, mm-hmm. the 13 attributes of mercy. V'chanun, the gracious one.
Kareem.
Kareem.
الكريم المعطاء.
Erech Apaim, who is slow to anger.
بطيء في الغضب.
Rav Chesed, abounding in kindness.
ممتلئ بالإحسان.
Emet, and truth and faithfulness.
في الحقيقة بالحق.
الحق.
الحق والأمانة.
نوتسر خسد لألبيم. He keeps kindness for thousands of generations.
يبقي إحسانه لآلاف الأجيال.
نوسي أفون bears iniquity, so wickedness. He bears wickedness or injustice.
ما فيش أي إثم أو خطيئة فيه.
نوسي فشا and bears sin.
لا يحمل الخطيئة والخطأ.
وخطا and bears transgression.
ما فيش هناك تجربة.
ونكي and cleans anyone who wants to repent and become close to him.
ينظف الذي يأتي إليه بالأخطاء ويعطيه التوبة.
So these are a few attributes that we humans can understand who God is.
فهذه بعض الصفات اللي احنا ممكن فيها نتعرف على الله الخالق.
But we have our own. I have one. Phil.
واحنا كمان عندنا بعض هاي الاشياء مثلا هي عندها.
One, mine is filled with love. And so I want us to take just 1 minute to think what for us is an attribute of God. So just if we can just with open or closed eyes for 1 moment, think of one attribute, because we'll be working with it later.
لمدة دقيقة واحدة إذا بتحبوا كل واحد يغمض عينيه يفكر بصفة من صفات الله اللي بحب يركز عليها.
And if anyone would like to share their attribute to inspire others or to just put it in our circle, that would be wonderful.
وإذا في بعدين أي واحد بحب يحكي لنا بإيش فكر لكي ما يلهم الآخرين برضو بصير.
You can say another attribute is peace.
ممكن نحكي another صفة هي السلام.
Does anyone want to share their attribute?
أي واحد بحب يشارك صفة؟
Mercy.
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 Sabor, yes, sabor. Patience.
Patience.
Sabr.
Forgiveness.
Sama, tasamuh. Love and faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Generosity.
Mm-hmm.
Generous.
Yeah.
Goodness and generous.
Yeah. Gentleness.
Al-lutf.
Okay, so
completeness. Kamal. Optimistic. Merciful. Hopeful. Forgiveness. Forgiving.
So whatever attribute either you thought of or somebody said that resonates very strongly with your heart and soul. If you can keep that attribute, we'll be working with it.
إذا بصير تخلي هاي الصفة في ذهنك لكي ما نشتغل عليها كمان شوي.
And Mordechai and I will guide you through a meditation using that attribute.
وبدنا نقودكم في تأمل هلا.
And I can only imagine all these beautiful attributes that we are meditating on here today in this group.
كل هاي الصفات اللي حكيناها اليوم وحكينا.
That all these attributes.
But excuse me, I would ask you, how many names for God in the Torah?
There's 72 names, 70? I think. 70. There's 72 Kabbalistic names, and then there are also many other names and many permutations of names, but it's all one.
I would like to tell you something because.
سأل سؤال أكم من اسم الله أو أكم من صفة
he says 13 names
في التوراة وهي جاوبت 72 وهو حكى 13
it was a Abbasi period there was a scholar Sufi what he said Allah given the Jew 300 Christian 300 Zabur 300 the Muslim 99 and one name with our father Abraham 1,000 names. And all names, just we can say Yahoo. What who Yahoo? You can find in Yahoo for to Allah.
Wow.
Really? That's found in encyclopedia in Egypt. Yeah.
Okay.
اتفضل. طبعاً إنه في بالفترة العباسية في هناك كان موجود عالم صوفي قال إنه الشبلي هو كان تعرف من تلاميذ قال إنه أسماء الله هم 1000 300 وجدوا في التوراة و300 في الإنجيل و300 في الزبور و99 مع المسلمين و1 مع سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام هاي 1000 اسم موجود عندنا. Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you. So we're going to take all those names and all the energies and whatever we do, hold on, and whatever we do, it's going to ripple into the world in the meditation.
I just wanted to add another name.
Yeah.
Saman. The one that is underneath everything.
Beautiful. Is that Sufi or
Hebrew? Yeah, Arabic. Samam.
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 Yeah. Samam. Samam. Samam.
Yeah. In Hebrew, yeah. Tamid.
Great.
Samam, and who assess kul ishi.
Okay, so hold your attribute. You want to start the meditation?
كل واحد يفكر بالصفة.
So just notice that in the center of us is this circle with six separate pieces around the center circle, and there's water. So there's land and there's oceans. So let this be the world, and the continents and the divisions of the world.
نفكر هنا في طاولة بالنص هي مقسمة إلى ست طاولات نفكر بها هي إنه الأرض وفي عليها مي نفكر بهاي المعطاة مي هي المحيطات والبحار نفكر إنه قدامنا العالم إحنا كله.
So we're going to journey from the outer to the inner where there's just one circle.
فبدنا نسوي رحلة كأنه من الخارج إلى الداخل ندخل جوا العالم.
So, as I spoke before, sometimes we fall in the mud and we get dirty. So we're going to go through a journey to actually cleanse any places that got dirty on our journey up until now.
بدنا نفوت برحلة نسوي فيها غسيل تطهير الأشياء اللي وسخة في داخلنا.
So gently close your eyes if you'd like.
بإمكان تغمضوا عينيكم.
And feel your arms and legs uncrossed and your feet going into the earth.
تقعد بشكل عادي.
And we're going to ground our bodies into the earth. Just like when you put a plug into the wall, into the electricity. We're going to plug into the earth's electrical field. To ground our own electricity. And then we're going to plug our head into the cosmos. So cosmic energy can come down, divine energy can come down through our bodies and into the earth. And the earth energy can move through our bodies out into the cosmos. And we become like two wires with electricity going two different directions. And this energy is divine energy. So I'm going to say two prayers to activate and open the energy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم أنا بكوخ قدولات منك تطير تسرى كبال رنات أمخا سقفينو ترينو نرى نجيبور دورشي يخوتك كبابات شمرم باهم ترم راكميت سيكتخا תמיד גם להם חסין קדוש ברוב תבך נהל עד אתך יהיד גהי למך פני זוקרי קדושתך שבתנו קבל ושמע צעקתנו יודעת. And as you breathe,
عندما تتنفس,
keep your body relaxed.
خلي جسمك في حالة راحة.
And the energy moving from your feet into the earth, to your head, out into the cosmos.
طاقة تيجي من الأرض إلى الفضاء.
And now I want you to feel any place where there's contraction or pain, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. And I want you to take this quality, this attribute that Alina spoke of and you came up with.
ياكم تاخذوا الصفة اللي فكرتوا فيها اللي إلينا حكت عنها.
And I want you to imagine that you have a water hose.
فكر إنه معك برغيش.
And this quality of yours is coming out of the hose.
فكر إنه هاي الصفة طالعة من خلال هذا البرغيش.
And it's cleaning the dirty t-shirt.
عماله بنظف البلوزة الوسخة.
So we'll take a few moments just to breathe and to allow that to move and happen. Good. And now, it's been a really long journey.
And you're
probably a little bit tired. So I want you to imagine that you're just lying down on the ground out in nature. And you let go of your body so your body can melt into the earth. And now you feel that the divine is holding a hose. And gold and white light is pouring out of this hose. Washing your physical body, clearing your mind, washing your emotions, and bringing a lot of power to your spirit.
القوة إلى جسدك.
And you're just receiving all of this light.
وأنت تحصل على المزيد من هذا النور.
Then I want you to imagine that if God had a hand with a pen in his hand,
تخيل إنه الله عنده إيد وماسك قلم في هاي الإيد.
That God inscribes his signature,
الله بمضي إمضايته,
on your heart,
على قلبك.
See God writing his name,
انظر الله يكتب اسمه,
on your heart,
على قلبك,
with golden ink.
بذهب وحبر.
And if you are at a swimming pool,
وإذا أنت في بركة
and you took some saffron and poured it in
saffron
yellow spice
شيء أصفر
you would see the yellow diffuse into all of the water
بتشوف كأنه اللون الصفار هذا كيف إنه بتحلل في المية كلها
And now I want you to see the signature that was written on your heart. Moving through the bloodstream. And making all kinds of celebration songs. And this light is going into all of the organs and all of the cells of your body. And on your next exhalation, you go even deeper. And you feel a very deep sense of peace.
كيما يكون عندك شعور في السلام.
And relaxation.
والراحة.
And now I want you to focus on something that you want to let go of.
هلا بدي اياكم تفكروا بإشي أنت بدك تتخلص منه.
And put it in a little bubble. And let this bubble go. And bless it and release it. Bless it and release it. And let it go. And now there's an empty space where this thing was. And I want you to think of something beautiful that feels good. That feels good. That looks good. That smells good. And tastes good. That you want to bring into your life that's not in your life right now. And just imagine reaching out your hand out into the cosmos and bringing it right here into your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And after you eat a meal,
بعد ما تأكل وجبة,
you allow the body to digest the meal.
بتخلي جسمك لكي ما يهضم هاي الوجبة.
So we're going to take a moment in silence to digest and integrate this new thing that you brought into your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body.
فنأخذ دقيقة لكي ما فكر بهاي الصفة اللي أخذتها من برا وحطيتها فيك. الصفة الجيدة لكي ما عشان جسمك يأخذ عليها هاي الصفة الجديدة.
And as you're relaxing.
أنت في حالة الراحة.
Just imagine all these white birds flying around in a circle.
تخيل طيور بيضاء تطير بشكل دائري.
And imagine these white birds feeling this new sensation that you brought into your being.
تخيل هذه الطيور البيضاء تشعر بالشيء الجديد الذي حصل في حياتك.
And these white birds fly out of the holy city of Jerusalem to share this with the entire world.
وهذه الطيور تطير من القدس لكي ما تخبر بالشيء الجديد الذي حصل في حياتك.
And imagine all the people feeling like you feel with this new thing that you have in Jerusalem.
تخيل أن جميع البشر الساكنين في القدس يحصلون على هذا الشيء الجديد الذي حصلت عليه.
And imagine this energy filling your home.
تخيل هذه الطاقة تملأ بيتك.
In your community.
مجتمعك.
In your country.
يملأ بلدك.
And your continent,
in the القارة اللي انت فيها,
and all the oceans,
وكل المحيطات,
and all the water animals,
وكل المياه,
and all the water plants,
كل المياه حول العالم.
And this energy is spreading to other waters and not to other lands and all the animals.
وهذه الطاقة تذهب من محيط إلى محيط ومن بحر إلى بحر.
And it's as if you're one heart.
كأنك أنت رجل جديد, شخص جديد.
Has lit up this world.
أنك أنت تكون مصدر إضاءة للعالم.
And if you are on another planet,
وإذا أنت على كوكب تاني,
looking at the earth,
تطلع على الأرض,
you would just see one big light.
تشوف ضوء. جميل وكبير.
And you'd be confused because you didn't know if that was the sun or the moon.
ويصير عندك خربطة إنه هل هذا هو القمر أم الشمس.
But it was the light of all the hearts of the people on earth.
ولكن هو النور الذي ينبثق من جميع قلوب البشر.
Just feeling really good.
الذي يشعر حالة جيدة جدا.
Happy and peaceful. And in love with self and the other. And then you feel your feet on the earth again. And all that energy you feel still moving in and out of the earth through your feet. And you can feel your spine. And your lungs expanded. And your heart open. And peace inside. And we know that when there's peace inside, there's peace outside. So I want to remind us that any time we move out of the space that we're in right now,
في أي وقت إحنا نخرج من الفضاء اللي إحنا فيه.
All we have to do is say excuse me.
كل ما علينا أن نقول لو سمحت.
And excuse yourself from whatever is going on.
وأعتذر للآخرين.
And go somewhere for a moment and just breathe and reconnect to your breath.
وروح لمحل عشان لكي ما يكون عندك وقت لحالك.
In the place that you're experiencing right now.
يكون عندك الاختبار هذا.
And I want you to feel your toes and your fingers wiggle.
بيكون تشعروا بأصابع أجريكم تتحرك.
And feel gentle movement in your spine.
وحركة في عمودك الفقري.
And whenever you're ready,
لما تكون جاهز,
gently, softly opening your eyes. And welcome home.
أهلا بكم مرة أخرى.
Welcome home.
في دياركم.
Thank you.
Thank you.